Energy independence is vital to the success of the United States. The petroleum industry is the lifeblood that makes America go. Without it, goods couldn't be flown across country, Americans couldn't hop in their vehicles to pick up their kids, or swing by the grocery store. With gasoline being tied to the success of economies, changes in gas prices have a domino effect. In recent years, gas prices have risen greatly. In late 2008, prices dipped below $2 per gallon. Now Americans see prices well over $3 per gallon. The higher prices lead to fewer people driving and less consumption of gasoline. But what leads to these price increases? What factors impact the price setting of gasoline? In order to understand these questions, one must start at the beginning. Oil production is a process. There are several stages before gasoline is ready to pump into a vehicle. The first stage is the drilling process. When a company discovers an area where oil is present, they use the latest technology to collect it. It is then transported to a refinery. Labor, technology, and transportation each add to the final cost. However, there is another potential cost to consumers. The U.S. government plays a role in the drilling process. The government creates legislation that says where companies can and cannot drill. Dan Kish is vice president for policy at the Institute for Energy Research. He says there is oil in the U.S., but companies can't get to it.
Literally, scores of years of oil to supply America's needs in the ground. Actually, the government's own reports say it's over 200 years of U.S. supplies of oil, and yet if we can't get to those for whatever reason, that means we won't be using those. We'll be importing oil.
There are areas of the country that are seeing major oil booms. North Dakota is benefiting from recent discoveries and the innovation of hydraulic fracturing. An increase in domestic supply could result in a decrease of imported barrels of oil. John Felmy is the chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute. He says an increase in supply is good for Americans.
Anytime all other things equal, you increase the supply of something, it can result in a benefit to consumers. It's wonderful to see that North Dakota now has been the number two state in the country for producing oil for 4 months running. That's something that was completely unforeseen, say, 5 years ago and so on. And we have the opportunity to see that duplicated in many other places around the country. So we have the ability in this country to be able to basically, between our production, imports from Canada, and biofuels, become liquid fuels self-sufficient in only a decade.
The next step in the process is refining. Once the oil arrives, it is made into gasoline that can be used for consumption. Like other industries around the country, refineries feel the impact of a weak economy. Poor economic activity in the last 4 years has led to the closing of refineries due to a lack of demand for oil. There is a relationship between oil refineries and the distance gas stations are located from the refineries. The further a gas station is away from a refinery, the more expensive gas tends to be. Companies that refine oil are also regulated by the government. Felmy says there are regulations for every aspect of production.
First of all, there's regulations in terms of emissions from refineries. There's regulations that have been put in place that mandate the quality of the fuel in terms of what type the composition of gasoline or diesel is. And then a whole host of other potential regulations that are put in place for either environmental or other types of processes that affect the cost of manufacturing gasoline.
Regulations also add to the cost of production for petroleum companies. Kish says these costs get passed along to the consumers.
We have the cleanest operating refineries in the world, and yet they continue to heap regulations on top. So those have to be paid for, and every time they introduce one of these new regulations, if it costs $10 billion for the industry nationwide to implement, that means $10 billion of additional costs on gasoline that have to be absorbed over a period of time by the consumer, since those are passed on to the consumer.
One regulation that plays a role in the price of gasoline is the type of gasoline produced. Different regions of the country see different blends of gasoline that are designed for their areas. The production of different blends lead to varying prices. Felmy says this explains higher prices in urban areas.
There are several different types of blends of gasoline across the country. The two biggest ones are reformulated gasoline, which is used in the major urban areas. It's a cleaner burning, more expensive gasoline to produce, and the most expensive component type is for California. And then they have conventional blends that come in varieties that put in place to be able to reduce emissions. So, for example, Atlanta has a specialized blend, and there are many, many other cities across the country, all of which are more expensive to produce than the standard conventional gasoline.
Regulations requiring different blends can also impact the cost to oil refineries. Kirsch says refineries spend extra money to accommodate the new standards.
Each season, they have to change pipes, they have to change reactors in the way they operate within a refinery and processes and chemicals and you name it in order to meet those standards. The additional thing that happens is that if there's ever a shortage in one particular area where a particular type of gasoline is required by the government, they can't import gasoline from other parts of the country because there isn't a standard gasoline.
Outside of regulations, there is another factor that contributes to each stage of the process. Taxes are paid at the national, state, and local levels. A national gas tax is set at 18.4 cents per gallon on regular gasoline. The average state gas tax is 24.4 cents per gallon. The average total amount, when combining national, state, and local taxes, is 49.5 cents per gallon. 12 states also apply sales tax on top of existing gasoline taxes. Scott Drankard is an economist for the Tax Foundation. He says taxes play a role at all levels.
There's taxes on different parts of the production. So there's severance taxes when you bring the product out of the ground, and then there's excise taxes when you actually sell the product. And they can have different effects on the price.
Taxes vary based on the region you live in. Drankard says taxes can really add up in certain areas.
On average, the Department of Energy says that 11% of the price of regular gas is attributable to taxes. They attribute 12% of the price of diesel gas is attributable to taxes. But the thing you have to remember is that this varies from state to state. In New York, that's the highest excise tax, and that ends up being 49 cents. And in Alaska, it's 6 cents a gallon.
According to government data, the largest factor for the price of gas is crude oil. Crude oil makes up 68% of the price of a gallon of gasoline. The price for crude is set on a world market, and there are several factors that help determine the price. Rob Underwood is the Director of Government Relations for the Petroleum Marketers Association of America. He says speculation is to blame for varying prices on crude oil.
The volatility in this industry, it really does hurt not only the retailer, but the consumer. But we've pinned on speculation in the oil markets, money flows going in and out of the oil markets. That has a lot to do with the price increases.
Like other commodities, crude oil is impacted by supply and demand. When supply is short or threatened, prices can increase due to the scarcity of the product. When demand is high, companies can set higher prices knowing the product will be purchased. One potential threat to the price of gasoline is unrest in an oil-producing region. This threat to stability is reflected in world markets. Felmy says Americans can see the result of world affairs in the price of gasoline.
Anything around the world that affect potentially the supply and demand conditions can affect the cost of crude oil, which in turn can affect the cost of manufacturing gasoline. But on the longer term, what you see is it's more of the supply-demand fundamentals on a world level. And what's driving a lot of that right now is rapidly growing countries such as China, and we're continuing to set records in terms of worldwide demand for petroleum. And with limited supplies, that's why we've had expensive crude oil.
The final stage is the role gas stations play in setting the price of a gallon of gas. It is here where consumers see the final costs of the production line. Underwood says gas stations add little to the cost of gasoline.
Gas station owners, they don't make much money off selling fuel, selling gasoline or diesel. It's a few pennies per gallon after you take into account credit card interchange fee. That's another big thing that adds to the cost. Usually the credit card companies make anywhere between 8 to 12 cents a gallon of gasoline. Every time you swipe your card, you go to Walmart, you go to Target, you go to the mall, you go to the gas station. Every time you swipe your card, 2% of that transaction goes to the credit card companies and the card issuing bank, whereas the merchants, we end up having to pay that, and sometimes that has to be passed on to the consumer, though, in the form of higher prices.
One aspect that can frustrate customers is the rapid rise in price overnight for a gallon of gasoline. This has some consumers asking how gas can increase 10 cents overnight, but take 2 weeks to decrease by that amount. Underwood says a gas station's anticipation of higher prices leads to the increase people see at the pump.
that retailer has to buy the next load of fuel. And the next load of fuel that they have to buy, there's a replacement cost. So, of course, you have the RBOB contract. That's the gasoline contract. If those are also going up as well, that's going to be reflected in the wholesale price. So when you see a retailer do that, retailers think, oh, my gosh, the prices are going to go up in the wholesale market. So when the prices go up like that, they have to buy that next load of fuel, and that next load of fuel is going to be higher. Well, that's why they're going to have to raise the price to buy that next load of fuel.
With low margins, gas stations play a small role in the price of gasoline. Underwood says gas stations are also impacted by varying crude oil prices.
When crude oil is going down and gasoline prices are slowly going down, well, that's sort of how our members do make money on selling gas. But at the end of the day, it evens out. They lose money going up, they make a little bit of money going down. And they have to keep that price competitive, because if the guy across the street's at $3.99, the other guy's across the street at $3.97, I guarantee you the guy at $3.97 is going to be getting all the foot traffic.
Determining the price of gasoline is a complex process with many factors that lead to a rise and fall in the final price consumers pay. With a reliance on oil, Americans will continue to pay close attention to the price at the pump. When budgets are tight, a few cents can go a long way. This is Adam Albrecht of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.